Summing up, hormones. Human hormones secreted by the endocrine cells act on target cells of the various apparatuses and coordinate their activities. They are transported by the bloodstream, endocrine hormones, or have local action, paracrine and autocrine hormones. The mechanism of action of these small molecules depend on their chemical nature, in the form of peptides, which are water-soluble and act on glycoprotein receptors on the cell membrane, steroids, which are fat-soluble, diffuse throughout the membrane and act on receptors inside the cell, modified amino acids. The endocrine glands, made up primarily of epithelial tissue, release hormones directly into the bloodstream. The interaction between the endocrine apparatus that regulates the body's internal environment and the nervous system that collects information on the external environment is made possible by neurotransmitters and the pituitary-hypothalamus system. Pituitary gland and hypothalamus. The neurohypophysis contains the extensions of the neurosecreting cells of the pituitary gland and releases the hormones produced by these cells into the bloodstream. Antidiuretics that act on the kidneys to increase water reabsorption. Oxytocin, which stimulates the uterine muscles at delivery and induces milk production. Adenohypophysis produces peptide hormones, 4 tropins that control the activity of other endocrine glands, 5 hormones with direct action on specific functions, somato, tropo, prolactin, melanocyte stimulating, and kephalin, endorphins. The hypothalamus collects information on the conditions of the internal and external environment from neuronal and hormonal signals and produces release and inhibition factors that control the activity of the adenohypophysis. The hypothalamus, the posterior part of the pituitary, and the epiphysis are not made of the epithelial tissue. Thyroid and parathyroid. The thyroid is made up of follicles containing colloids and produces thyroid hormone in the thyrocytes, which increases cellular metabolism and promotes amino acid absorption and protein synthesis during growth and development. Its production is regulated by the hypothalamus pituitary system by way of release factor and thyrotropin. It also produces calcitonin in the C cells, which regulates blood calcium levels by lowering them in response to the action of parathyroid hormone, which raises calcemia by also involving vitamin D produced in the skin by the effect of ultraviolet radiation. The pancreas. The pancreas contains 3 types of endocrine cells grouped into the islets of Langerhans. Beta cells produce insulin to facilitate absorption of glucose and lower its concentration in the blood. Alpha cells produce glucagon, which stimulates the liver to release glucose, raising blood sugar. Delta cells produce somatostatin, which inhibits secretion of the other 2 pancreatic hormones and slows the activity of the digestive apparatus. Adrenal glands. The medulla of the adrenals is controlled by the nervous system. It produces epinephrine and norepinephrine in response to stressful events. The cortex produces 3 types of steroid hormones: glucocorticoids, which influence the blood sugar concentration and play a role in the metabolism of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates; mineral corticoids, which regulate the ion concentrations of the extracellular fluids; sexual steroids. The gonads. The presence of the Y chromosome in the fetus induces androgens production by the gonads and results in a male phenotype. During puberty, increased production of gonadotropin by the pituitary glands brings about increased synthesis of sex hormones. In women, progesterone and estrogens guide the development of secondary sex characteristics, stimulating menarche and regulating gamete, maturation, and pregnancy. In males, testosterone is responsible for physiologic, anatomic, and behavioral changes. Other hormones. Melatonin is produced by the epiphysis and helps regulate biorhythms. Thymosin and thymopoietin, produced by the thymus, have important effects on immune system.